A big multi-arts festival inspired by India is underway in Ann Arbor in Ypsilanti. It's the annual Rasa Festival, and it's produced by Akshara, and its founder and director, Sriyashi Day, is here with us now. Welcome. It's so good to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Cynthia.
What is the goal of this festival?
So this festival is multi-arts, as you mentioned, and we wanted to bring the arts from South Asia, in particular India, to this area, which of course doesn't mean that we are only presenting artists from India and just bringing them over here and just having them perform, but we are also working with local artists, people who are inspired by India in some way. And this festival is multi-arts, which means that it spans several different genres of art, such as performing, visual, literary, films, wellness, and culinary.
Okay, gotta have the food in there. That's very important.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And that really does bring people together. And I dare say for many people in Michigan, that's the way that they interact with Indian culture is through food.
Yes, definitely. And actually what we have in the culinary area is a chef who will be here from India. And interestingly, she is also an actor. So she's going to be featured in our performance weekend as well. So the culinary event is actually going to be a talkathon where she talks about food and culture and her travels and how it's inspired by her travels from around the world and how it has influenced Indian cooking for her, and she's going to do a demonstration as well.
Talk more about this collaboration. So you've got people, tops in their field, coming from India, working with people here, in what ways?
Yes. So we really want to foster an interaction with artists from India, with the local artists. So we have a few different models through which this works. So we have really top-notch artists who come and work with groups here locally and perform with them. We also have artistic collaborations where dancers such as myself work with artists from India, dancers from India. They come, we rehearse together, and then we present new work. And we also have, in some cases, artists such as musicians, they come and present concerts.
What is the story of modern India that you want to tell through the Rasa Festival?
That's a wonderful question. And this is something that really goes to the heart of what we want to do through this festival. So for a lot of people, India is about the ancient culture. It's about the exotic aspects of the culture. And a lot of people are exposed to India through, say, yoga or maybe food. They may know that we chant Om, or they may know about the different colors and the designs and the traditional art of India.
Baby boomers grew up hearing Ravi Shankar
collaborating
with George Harrison, so we heard the sitar, for example.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Just a taste.
Yes, but we also wanted to bring to Ann Arbor this idea that India is, of course, growing, and it's very important globally at this time. So it's a culture that is in transition, and there's a whole contemporary avant-garde culture in India as well. And that thriving culture is spawning a lot of artists and new work, and we want to bring some of that as well. So this festival features not only the traditional ancient arts of India, but also new work and new artists.
Now, I know the festival has a big performing arts weekend, October 5th and 6th. And is the one-woman show happening that weekend?
It is. Her name is Sanchaita Bhattacharya, and she is coming from Calcutta in India. And she will present this work, which is about a woman's stories of loss and her stories of memory and, you know, living through partitions and when countries divide and when there are borders that get sealed and families that get split apart. So it's a woman's story through all of that.
And a very universal theme.
Very universal, very relevant today. It's historical as well as modern.
What has been for you the most rewarding thing in kind of powering this festival and bringing this to Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti?
Oh, it has been an absolutely wonderful process of enrichment for me, not just personally, but for all of us in the festival, because we've had such wonderful, rich interactions with artists of all different kinds. Artists from India, local artists, people who have interacted with these artists from India for the first time. Then in the community, the audiences, they have really appreciated the performances and the art exhibitions, the film, literary, poetry readings, all of this. So it's for me, it has been the interactions, which are so valuable. And also, I feel like, especially today, it's very important for us to be inclusive and to have these dialogues in the community and to really celebrate cultural diversity. Very, very important. And of course, I may be biased, but I feel that the arts are a great way to do that.
Well, you can get lots more information on what's left of the RASA Festival by going to rasafestival.org, and that's R-A-S-A festival.org. Sri Rashi Day is the founder and the artistic director of Akshara, which is putting on this festival. Thank you so much for sharing your passion with us.
Thank you, Cynthia. It was lovely to be here.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. And that's our program. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thank you so much for listening to Stateside.